As you may have noticed, our perpetual green is gone, and we are the white up, and we're singing all these triumphant songs about Jesus as King and Lord and about His kingdom. And that's because today is the feast of Christ the King, or in the, as our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters like to refer to, as the Solemnity of Christ the King. And this is the last Sunday after Pentecost. Not the last Sunday of Pentecost, because there is not a season of Pentecost. It is the last Sunday after Pentecost of ordinary times. And along with it being the end of a liturgical season, it's also the end of our church year. Next Sunday, as we gather together, you'll see the purple frontals and on the altar and on the pulpit. Over there, you'll have the Advent wreath marking the beginning of the new year. But as I said, today we are celebrating the feast of Christ the King, in which we remember, along with being our Redeemer and this great teacher, that Christ came to us as the King. And we recognize that in Him. Now today, we have the reading from the Gospel of the parable of the sheep and the goats. And this is to give us an idea of what the kingdom of God is going to look like and what kind of king Jesus is. He is not a king, nor will His kingdom be one of those where there's going to be a big fancy throne and crowns and all that other great things. The kingdom of God is one in which everyone gets their hands dirty, in which people will be expected to follow the example of Christ to take care of those who are in the most need. As Jesus told His followers, that the ones who will be ushered into the kingdom of heaven will be those who took care of the hungry, the poor, clothed those who needed clothing, visited those people who were sick, and also took care of those people who were in prison. The kingdom will be for those who went out of their way for their sisters and brothers. I know we've talked off and on about the idea of love and the idea of agape love. And agape is this love in which we are called to take care of our neighbor. It's not the kind of love that says we have to like anybody. It's the kind of love that says that no matter who they are, wherever they come from, we are called to take care of them. Now, we have on one side those who will be called into the kingdom of heaven, but then Jesus goes on and talks about those who will not be invited into the kingdom of heaven, about those who ignored those who are the most in need. Now, we as a community, this church, we are called both as individuals and as, a corporate entity to come together to take care of those around us. And one of the many ways we do that is providing this space, making sure that we have church each Sunday, being available for other times of the week for events. Another way we do this is to make sure that the poor are fed. We've done this with, can drives here recently, or currently right now. We have the Thanksgiving baskets, Thanksgiving dinners, and we also invite people to come to our special events. And we've talked about wanting to do more and more of this, to get outside of this lovely little corner that we have here in Yaphank, and to really go out into the neighborhood, to go out into that wider world, to remember that we're a mission, and a mission's job is to go out. And part of the way we do that is through your tithes, that helping to Because, you know, as we all know, we're in this wonderful world where things do cost. Now, last few weeks ago, I gave a sermon on the importance of pledging and stewardship, and this is sort of wrapping it up, because today, if you have not already brought in your cards, we are inviting you today to take your pledge cards for 2015 and to put them in the collection plate as it goes by. And after that, we're going to take a moment and we're going to bless, do a special blessing at the offertory. Not just because of the gifts we received, but it's a special prayer about what we're going to do in the future. Now, it's hard to tell what's going to happen in this place. You know, sometimes I find that out just opening the bulletin, so. But, you know, the great thing about the Holy Spirit, it's always changing us and reforming us. It is creating something new in us at all times. Wonderful rabbi that I used to know in South Nassau County always talked about how creation was not this moment of time, but something that continues to go on, and that each of us is called to be co-creators with Christ, or being he was Jewish, with God, but you know, with Christ for us who have the faith of Christians. Now, I always love, there's a Franciscan, their idea of creation all around is that everything is sacred. There isn't like sacred things and not sacred things. Everything is sacred that we see around us. It's us who either treat them as so or as not. And sadly, sometimes that has to do with people. Everyone that comes across our paths are made in God's image. And we're all called to do our best to take care of that person. It's about not getting too comfortable. You know, I always love the thing is, you know, years ago when I was doing a street ministry in Springfield, Mass., and I was on staff at Bishop Provenzano's church. You know, this was back when Bishop Provenzano was a lowly rector. And we always had this joke because the church was in a fairly affluent area and I was doing a ministry in, you know, the least affluent area. And Bishop Larry always liked to say that that my job was to comfort the afflicted and his was to afflict the comfortable. And I think that's the truth about everything, a little bit of all of us in church, that every once in a while, you know, we need a little bit of comfort, and other times we need somebody just to give us that little bit of a shove, to sit there and say, maybe we're just getting a little too relaxed here. Maybe, you know, we've just been doing the same thing over and over, and not that doing that thing is wrong, it's just that we forgot why. So as we get into this new year, as we end this liturgical year and move into the next one, I want to encourage you to be more intentional, to take more time out in your life to pray, to meditate, to listen to what the Spirit is calling you to do, what the Spirit is calling us here at St. Andrew's, to ask yourself and to ask one another, how can we best serve Christ and Christ's people? As I said, this year is over. But the great thing is the next one is about to begin. And all sorts of wonderful things are about ready to happen here. Hopefully that makes you a little bit nervous because, you know, I don't want you to get too comfortable. But know that no matter what, even if we make a mistake here and there, as long as our hearts are in the right place, God is right there with us.